Welcome to another episode of Epic Phelan. I, of course, am Ryan Phelan, and today we have with us Marsha Miller from 403 Handyman. 403 Handyman is an amazing handyman service. I use it myself. So Marsha runs the territory for Calgary and Airdrie, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right on. Well, Marsha, why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself and 403 Handyman and what it's all about?
Awesome. So as Ryan mentioned, my name is Marsha Miller and I am part owner of 403 Handyman. The real owners are my husband and my brother, Evan Williams and Courtney Miller. But I've left my job to come and help them run the company about 2 years ago. So we're 2 years old and we're part of a franchise that is a Canadian-owned franchise. So my background really is in oil and gas, HR, but this is an actual really great opportunity for me to grow personally as well as to grow our own business. So it's a great way for us to start something of our own that we can leave a legacy for our children. 403 Handyman, what can I say? We are a small handyman service. We do in-home repairs and we complete only small projects for our clients, whether they're commercial or residential.
Okay. So one of the things that I really like about your service is that, say, if I was to phone up a plumbing company or another handyman service, often there's a service call, right? Like a minimum call. But something that you offer and that I've taken advantage of too is where you can do like a half day service. So if you have a few things that you want to get done, it's not like, oh, we've done this one thing. It only took us 15 minutes, but you technically paid us for an hour, we can, you know, then do X, Y, Z, and you can help us with other tasks.
We have a minimum 1 hour charge, which includes our call out fee of $35 and then our hourly rate of $70 an hour, but we combine that into an hour package. And so when you call us out and we do a job for you, if it takes 15 minutes within that hour, our handymen are not allowed to leave site. They have to ask you if you have any other small tasks within your home that we can manage for you while we're on site. This helps us to get a little bit more off your list, but it helps you as well to maximize the hour that you have to pay since it is a minimum 1 hour charge. So it's a way to for both parties to win.
Totally a win-win. And I think it's a unique selling proposition, which I always say to businesses is important to have, right? Something that's kind of sets you apart from the rest.
Yeah, it is a definite win for us because clients often complain to us that they'll call a service and they'll come out and spend 5 minutes and they're charging $125 for just the call out plus whatever the service actually costs. So they end up paying sometimes $400 for a call that took a service company 5 minutes to do. And it's happened to me in the past. So I think one of the benefits that we have, because you've had personal experience with other service companies that have actually charged you for the service call plus the time on site, and it ended up being $400, you feel the customer's pain. And so you can relate to them. And so you try to make sure that their experience with you is the best experience. So they'll want to have you back in their home.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I've always applied to my real estate businesses where, you know, I'd rather over deliver on something. I don't like the under promise side of things. Like it's an over deliver, definitely over deliver. That way you get people who will then be more likely to refer you. But if you go in there and you're kind of a stickler about, well, this is our call out fee and I don't care if we're here for only 5 minutes, and it's going to leave a bad taste in people's mouth, right? And so
definitely,
I think it's something that's definitely a great service to offer, not only for them, but it's a win for you because people are singing your praises.
We really like the fact that clients can refer us from the service that they receive from us. We try to differentiate between customers and clients because a customer to me is somebody that comes to you once and never comes back. And a client is somebody that really wants to come back to you for your services. So one of the big things for me as the client care representative in the company is to make sure that that client has that experience that they want to tell everyone that they know in their network about the services they receive from us. So they come back, or even if they come back and it's not in our scope, we have a network that we can refer them to. So quite often we'll go in, we'll do a service and they'll come back and say, how about, you know, cleaning our furnace? Well, we don't do that, but we have somebody in our network that does, so we can refer them. So it's a whole client experience, not just a customer passing through, never returning.
I love that. Of course, within my industry, it's like we say client a lot, But there's definitely two different dichotomies that people have when it comes to their business. And some of it's very transactional based. Like some people are just like, okay, it's one and done, one and done, one and done. And then other people are very relationship based, which that's where you get, it's really more of a true client where you're sure you bought a house with me 13 years ago, but I'm still kind of checking in on you regularly. If you need anything, like if I find out a good deal on a furnace cleaning or a handyman, I like to be able to refer that out and be able to say, hey, you know, like here's some good services that I've come across.
Yeah. And we're like a one-stop shop because we have such a wide network within our BNI, as well as other networks that we're not registered with, but associated with, or that we know of, we're able to refer our clients. Perfect example. I had a client call me, didn't use my service, but needed a roofer. I was able to refer her to Practical Roofing. That same client called me back, needed a plumber, and I was able to refer her to Eli Ryan and Steve Bennion. So it's just the service that keeps on giving. They're not just calling me for what I can do, but they're calling me for other things that people in my network can do. So it gives them that peace of mind. And that's one of our biggest propositions, I think, or value that we add to our clients is you don't just call us for the things you need, but even from us, but for other things that you might need down the road. They're able to call us and get that referral or get someone in our network to help them. And that's our biggest goal.
Absolutely. And being in a similar industry, right? You know, you're a handyman, so... which I'm going to touch on in a second, which is going to be a good question. But because you're in that industry, you're going to know the people that are good to refer. You're going to know that if they need a licensed plumber, these guys are awesome. Or if you need an electrician, these guys are awesome.
It makes our job really easy, actually, because when they call, they ask for things and we will tell them. We're quite honest with our services. We don't do that. However, we have somebody that we can refer you to. And that's one of the biggest lines that we have. If we don't know somebody immediately in our network, we often let them know, is it all right if I take your number? I'll see what I can find for you and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
So big question now, at least I know you as the face of 403 Handyman for me because I've dealt with you the most. And I was talking to you on the phone, I think it was two nights ago or whatever. And a friend of mine was with me and they go, oh, that's what your handyman is. A lady? And I'm like, well, you know, but is this something you get a lot?
I do get that question a lot. I get asked if I actually go out and do the service. And I wish I could say yes in most cases. I am not very handy. That's why I hire good people around me. And I've always believed that good leadership always has greater people around them than themselves. So that if I can't do it, then I have somebody that I can divert to, so to speak. So one of the practices that we have is hire better than yourself so that you can get the task that you have in mind accomplished. Work with people that are better than you or have even greater skills than you, because not only can you learn from them, but you can extend them to your network. And I learned that when I was in oil and gas from a really great leader that I had that I still am in touch with today and I do work for. He didn't know everything, but everybody around him, his whole network, his whole company were people that were stronger. And he said, you don't need to do everything yourself. You just need to know people that can do it and are willing to do it and are able to do it. And if they have those capabilities, then everybody wins because the team looks better together. And so we've just practiced that and hired better than we know, better than we know ourselves personally. So it worked out.
That's awesome because that's something I heard. I don't know if it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or if it was some other book or investor, entrepreneur type. But what they were saying is that if you wanted to open up a hamburger restaurant or a hamburger chain or whatever, you shouldn't be the best hamburger maker in the world because then you're stuck at the fryer, right? You're stuck actually doing the work and you're not able to expand that business and look at other things to make the customer or client experience better. You're just focused on this one element of it. So yeah, you kind of have to be, I think the best entrepreneurs and business owners are a bit of a jack of all trades or a master of puppets, even if you will.
Right.
Yeah. So saying that, and we're talking about the services and a lot of home services, probably a lot of people phone you once there is a problem.
Yes, we do get people calling us once there is a problem, but we also are now, because of the way we've marketed ourselves, and are trying to market ourselves, we are having people prepare and plan ahead of time. So we have a couple of clients on the commercial side that we've put out proposals to say, we know that you have, say, for example, a condo unit that you manage or that you have services that are needed within that unit. But how can we help you plan ahead? We live in Alberta. There's seasons that happen. So winter, spring, summer, fall. How can we put a maintenance program together for you so that you're not struggling to find somebody when something breaks, but you already have someone working with you to manage that when it does happen? So we're trying to get more of those on the commercial side. We'd like to be able to do that on the residential side as well. And so we do have a lot of residential clients that are very organized, which is amazing because, you know, most homeowners, they have their homes and everything is good until something breaks, right?
Yep.
So they don't necessarily think about it until it breaks. But we have a lot of clients who plan ahead and they budget and plan out their projects. So we're able to work with them as well. So we'll set dates in the schedule to go in and do. For example, we have a couple clients that they are redoing floors, for example, but they do it in stages. So they'll pick a room, do that in a stage, and they'll do that, say, and they started in October. Then they want to finish up by December. So we have dates pre-planned for when we're going to go in, because the schedule gets quite filled up quite quickly because of how we actually work. So everything is done either the same day or the next day, and people can book online as well. So it's one of those things where if they're booking online, then the calendar gets filled up really quickly. So clients like to book ahead. So we get them in the schedule ahead of time by planning their projects out.
Nice. And I guess too, for like you're mentioning the seasons, I think now we're officially in winter. We've had a couple of cold snaps before, but there's still things like where people aren't sure exactly what to do. Like they'll hear about, one that always gets me is the turning off of the outside hose bibs, right? So some people don't even begin to know where to look for their shutoff valves or what to even do for the process, right? And then bleed them out. And that's one thing. But then there's also, you know, just making sure you're caulking around your windows and everything like that, and all your, you know, your house is tight, weather stripping is all good.
Yeah.
Is that something that you kind of do like a service package with, or?
We try to get information out to our clients ahead of time so they're, you know, being prepared. So winterizing your home, especially in Alberta, is super important. So, you know, taking steps to get ready for winter is essential for anywhere that winter is. But a lot of people sometimes don't know when to plan for it. We're finding that the best months to plan or to winterize your home is usually like September and October. I always associate winter with Halloween. We know that some cold spells come around Halloween time. So if you get ahead of it, then, you know, you're more prepared for winter. So we usually suggest that September and October are the months that you prepare and start to get ready for winter. So we'll normally send out an email saying, get ready to winterize. Or if I'm in a meeting, I'll remind people, you know, winter's coming. What have you done to prepare? Here's how we can help. So it requires a checklist, especially if you live in Alberta. Even though Alberta winters can be a bit harsh sometimes. Once in a while, we get a mild winter. Once in a while, we get like the very harshest winters we can think of. So
exactly. I'm a big fan of checklists. I'm a big fan of the checklist to go through and just be like, okay, yeah, you know, this is, I got this and this and this and this to do. And if there's something that I can't do, having a service provider to be able to come in and jump in and be like, okay, there's, or even not that I can't do it. And that's the other thing. There's a lot of macho guys out there. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, sometimes you're just busy, man. And when everybody's working from home, what an opportunity to like, hey, I'm working and I can have, you know, a 403 handyman come in and do X, Y, Z. And now my attention isn't split and I'm doing a few things. So it's not just saying that, you know, it's not a demoralizing thing, whether you're a guy or gal that, you know, figures you're handy, but it's something like, hey, you could just be busy. And it's like, I need, you know, somebody to do this for me.
Absolutely. Like now that COVID's here and everyone is somewhat working from home in some capacity, whether it's, you know, partially from home, going into the office a couple of days a week, it's a better opportunity for people to go through and see what needs to be done because now they have time to actually make a list. And we love lists, including the checklist for, you know, winterizing your home and everything else that you need to do. And we're finding a lot of clients are calling us because they have been able to make a list and now need to execute the list. And so one of the big things that we always say, winter is coming, you know, that things that you should look at. Yes. Things you should look at for, you know, winterizing your homes, like your furnace, your gutters, plumbing, fireplace is a big one that people sometimes forget should be a part of their winterization process, checking smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, because we know that when we're at home in the winter, if you're in a home where you have a fireplace, you might use a little bit more if it gets colder outside, which, you know, the smoke and the air quality in your home, depending on if you have wood versus gas, is going to change. So having a carbon monoxide detector and a smoke detector that's functioning and not expired is crucial during these months, because you're more likely to be inside and, you know, bundled up inside around a warm fire. So it's super important to check on these things. And I think people sometimes forget that, you know, those are critical things in your home that needs to be on a checklist.
And especially in the winter, you're sealing up your home. And now it's like, yeah, so if there is any kind of carbon monoxide or anything like that, like, you want to be super careful. So, you know, making sure your carbon monoxide works and your CO2 detectors. And
we've gone into homes and checked, and some of them have been expired for years and people did not realize because they don't do their quality checks, or forgetting the pipes. You mentioned the pipes, like, you know, your outdoor plumbing, making sure that they don't freeze up during the winter, because that could be a huge expense if they burst. Furnaces breaking down and not being able to heat your home. All those things are things you need to check. So a couple things on the checklist, as you mentioned, winter, I was thinking about winter coming and, you know, what to check for. So inspect your furnace, get a professional to come in, check your furnace, and clean the ducts. A lot of furnace services, they do both the ducts and the furnace cleaning as a one package. So it's quite easy to get that inspected and cleaned. Checking sure that your thermostat is actually working. That's another crucial thing that people forget. They just assume it's working because it worked last year, so they don't really check it. Checking the gutters and the downspouts to make sure they're clear of debris. That's super important.
Because all,
not only that they're clean, but that they're properly attached. We know that the gutters, ice dams can form. And when ice dams form, that water's leak has to go somewhere. And it might be going into your walls or into the exterior of your home, which could really cause a lot of damage, because mold can build up when it's moist there. So just making sure that you're checking that debris and leaves and anything else, because we know that fall happens, the trees are losing their leaves, and so they're going somewhere. They're not just going on the ground, they're going into your gutters. So you want to make sure that you're checking, you know, your gutters so that there's no blockages. Also inspecting your doors and your windows, you mentioned that earlier, checking the exterior of your home. Windows and doors are super crucial. We know that heating bill is going to go up in the wintertime because we're home and bundled inside and everything is sealed up, or hopefully sealed up. But if you have windows and doors that are losing heat, that bill is going to go up. So you want to make sure that you're checking winterizing your home properly and ensuring that all cracks and entry points around pipes are sealed, etc., around windows and doors are sealed. So whether that's, you know, changing your weather stripping or installing new weather stripping, if you see that there's damage around the windows and the doors, that's super crucial for you to do. So those are just some of the things on the list that you should check for. There's other little areas that you can check for around your home, like the exterior. A lot of people don't think about the exterior of their home besides, you know, the pipes, but it's super important that you check anything that could freeze. So pipes that are exposed, checking your, what do you call it, the vinyl around your house.
Building envelope and vinyl siding and
Yeah, so make sure there's no cracks or any holes that small rodents can get through to get in, because they're also looking for warmth in the wintertime. So those are just some little things, you know, doing an actual quality check or a home inspection, just a personal home inspection. You don't have to hire somebody necessarily, but if you feel you need to make sure that everything is covered, by all means, there are home inspectors out there that you can call to look at stuff that can help you winterize your home properly. So that's another option.
That gives me a great segue here to home inspections. There are a lot of things that you can do. Like home inspection is a common practice for buyers, of course, but now even for sellers, like where they're going in and saying, let's beat the buyers to the punch and get ourselves a home inspection to make sure these are the things that the buyer is going to potentially find. And like, let's even put a big dent in that list maybe of potential red line items that's going to show up in a home inspection, preactively take care of them. And then that way, when the home inspection does come through and they go, oh, wow, this is a great place, you know, because you've already taken care of some of the minor things that have come across. I think that would probably be something where your services would come in very handy, because like you said, you're a big fan of lists, and there you go. There's a list like right there of things that you could potentially do.
Yeah, that's no pun intended. Very handy indeed.
Yeah, very handy indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. We love it. And we love working with realtors or even buyers and sellers, personal home sales. What we do is we have a pre-listing and a post-sale checklist that we can go through with the buyers. So whether it's from a home inspection that they've gotten, and we go through the list and we let them know, here are things that we can do. Here's other things, there are other people that we can refer you to fix those things. But we've worked with you quite often, Ryan, in doing, you know, either a pre-listing or a post-sale checklist and just going through the home and making sure that, you know, whether it's paint touch-ups or doing casing around the windows that needed to be repaired, windows and doors, weather stripping that needed to be replaced, even the light bulbs that people don't think about. If your place is not illuminated during a sale, people are going to come in and kind of see a dull, dreary area and not really be interested in looking around the home. The lighting in your home, so the light fixtures, you know, ceiling fans. Yeah, bathroom fans, ceiling fans, those are all areas that we like to look at. The smoke detectors that we talked about and making sure that they're functional and not expired. Just the little things that you don't think are critical to a sale. We do go in and we have a check and make sure that things are working nicely. You walk into a kitchen, the taps or the faucets might be, you know, leaking or just need to be replaced. And even that can make a big difference in somebody saying, oh, this is a nice welcoming kitchen. So we'll go in and change those out. In the bathrooms, people don't like to hear that running toilet, you know, when they walk in there.
Yeah.
And that's something that could really, people are like, oh, now we're going to change out all the toilets because they're running. But really, it's just the flush valve might need to be adjusted or something, right? So those are little things that we go in and we take care of for a homeowner.
That's the thing that I find is that you'll get like this. It's scary for a buyer when they get the home inspection, especially if it's a really good home inspector, because their job is really to pick the place apart, not only to make you say, I don't want the home, but to say, when you do buy the home, here's a checklist of things that you're going to want to take care of in advance. And I think sometimes that line can get skewed, but if there's somebody like yourself that could take care of these things, because they're really not generally expensive, it's like sometimes it's like a little caulking around the sink that's missing, or it's like the weather stripping, or the garage door, the attached garage door doesn't close automatically or doesn't close firmly. It's a bunch of little things like that that are relatively easy, but it's, again, we're talking time and timing, right? Because if you have a home inspection coming up, you're like, oh my God, I got to take care of these things so the buyer doesn't freak out when they get their home inspection, because all they see is just like red line, red line, red line. And it's like, okay, $1.50 worth of grout, right? But it's like, they're not thinking that. They're thinking like, what is wrong with this place?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we help alleviate the stress for both a buyer and a seller. When they walk in and if they do their own home inspection after the seller has listed and they're now viewing that property, they can see that the seller cared enough about that property that they wanted to make it somebody else's home.
Yeah.
It really helps that dynamic. And we don't give enough credit to the smaller things that needs to be attended to, because they could become bigger problems. Yeah, that's where we come in. We look at the smaller things, because a lot of contractors don't want to do the small things, or they're overly priced and not within somebody's budget. So we make sure that, you know, the smaller things are taken care of at a cost-effective level. And those are the things that are important to us. We're not the cheapest. We're not the most expensive. We fall right in the middle. But we make sure that we work with the homeowner or whichever client comes across our desk to make sure that they can have peace of mind when we go into their home.
You said that you're not the cheapest, but here's the problem that I face. I have a lot of friends that are handy. I have some friends that are handy that are like amazing. and they just get bombarded every time somebody has a problem with their car or house. It's like, he's getting called out. And it's like, right. It's like, so he's like, I'm going to have to start like pulling back, because yeah, it's like a second job to him. And I do think it's kind of unfair to those people sometimes, because they're doing it for a case of beer, or they're doing it for, you know, just to be a nice guy. So then there's the other side of that, where there's the, oh yeah, I know a guy that can kind of fix this. And I have seen some horrible repair jobs or do it yourself renovations. And I think it's very important for people when they're addressing an issue especially if a home sale is on the line, get a professional in like yourselves, right? Now there's proof, there's a receipt saying, hey, we've completed this, right? Which puts both people at ease. But you're also knowing that it's done right and it's not somebody that is the handy brother-in-law or whatever that couldn't get it done.
So true story, Ryan. We had a client call us. He was selling his home and he decided to do the repairs himself. So it got to be a bit overwhelming for him. So he had mudded his walls and tried to redo the caulking around his baseboards and try to do some flooring. And so he called me. He's like, you know, it's getting a bit overwhelming. I can send you pictures of what I did so far. He sends me the pictures and I'm looking at the pictures and I send the pictures to my handyman and I tell my handyman, okay, I just want you to stop by and have a look and see how we can help. So a handyman goes in, has a look around. I send him some information. I say, okay, this is what we can do to help you. He agrees and we set a schedule. We go in. And by the time that we agreed on the schedule, he tried to do some more work himself. So I get a phone call from my handyman and his request to me was to ask the client, please don't touch anything else in the house because he's now made it worse than what it was when we originally looked at it because he tried to remud some other areas and sand. He had built a mountain of mud in this one area. The handyman's words exactly was, he's created a hill on this wall. So I phoned the client and I say to him, so we were in the house today. We were able to get a bunch of sanding done and, you know, we fixed the flooring that you started. There's like gaps in the flooring, like he was doing vinyl plank, but there's like huge gaps based on the way he cut it. And he couldn't understand why it wasn't fitting together. So we fixed up the flooring. We were able to sand. It took my handyman about, I think it was a 3-hour sand job on the area that he had created this hill. Yeah. Oh. And then he was able to like scrape off the caulking and redo the caulking. And the request was, please tell him not to do anything else. Like, don't touch anything else. Don't mud anything else. We're going to be back the next day and we'll continue to sand and fix up the place. So we took 2.5 days and we fixed it up as much as he wanted us to. And he listed his house and it was sold within a day. That's what you want, right? But short story, a lot of people, they have the DIY thing and they think they can do it themselves. And in a lot of cases, they can. We have to give our clients a lot of credit. A lot of them are pretty good at what they do. But for the ones that aren't, we're doing a lot of fixing the DIY things that they've done. So we have no problem doing all of that. But if you are unsure as a client and you know you have a list of things, just call us. We'll either recommend what you should do. And if you continue to want to do it yourself, by all means, we'll suggest what we think the best fix is. And you can go ahead and try it yourself. But if you feel like it's going to be more or a bit overwhelming for you, just call us and we'll come in and we'll set you up on a schedule and we'll come in and do the work for you.
It's one of those things too, where I find, again, if we're talking about somebody had their home inspection and the buyer is now looking at getting this item fixed or whatever, the buyer is more comfortable if there's a professional that has done it than if, you know what, the guy could be, or gal could be the best repair person out there. But I think they still want that receipt and that proof that somebody professional is coming and taking care of this item.
It gives a buyer peace of mind, right? To know that
it's a huge peace of mind.
Yeah, they can call us back because quite often if we fix something and you know the client is still not satisfied with what we've done, we'll go back in and rectify. Our goal is to get it done right the first time. And majority of the times we do get it done right the first time. If somebody's ever unhappy with something that we've done, we're not just going to leave them and say, well, we did it and walk away, which is what I'm finding, you know, a lot in our industry. Sometimes tradespeople just disappear. They go and do a job and you can't find them after 3 months, 6 months.
That's the scary thing, especially in Alberta here when you get like some of this oil and gas stuff where it's like, oh, you know, I'm a handy guy, but I also work on the rigs up north. So you go and you pay somebody a down payment on, you know, half the work or whatever to be done. And then they get a job up north paying them some crazy amount and
they disappear.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're getting ghosted and it's like, so you got to be careful of those like Kijiji guys and whatnot that are the smaller companies. But definitely, I love your service. I think it's amazing. I can't say enough about it. But I was kind of thinking about, we've touched on people that are in the emergency situation where they need something done right away. We touched upon the preventative care, or the person maybe just be too busy to do it. They could do it themselves, but they're just too busy. But the other one that I think is very important is maybe some elderly people.
Absolutely.
And when you said changing out of the lights, I was even thinking, even just like some of these houses where the light bulbs are in this like crazy hard to reach area, and not everybody has like a grandchild or a son around, or son or daughter that could climb on a ladder and change out some of these oddly placed bulbs. Probably a great service that you could offer as well.
It is, absolutely. Our niche is quite simple. It's for seniors, people who are aging in place, people who are transitioning, you know, whether it's through a divorce or, you know, moving to a new home, for busy professionals, men or women who don't have that significant other who can help them within their home. I heard the term hire a husband, but really hire a handyman if you can't get it done yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's not just males that are doing the job. We have a lot of female repair persons out there. So, you know, to be politically correct, hire somebody that can help you get the job done. So yeah, seniors who are in their homes, we have a lot of mix within our demographics, whether it's younger people who are just getting married, younger professionals, or seniors who want to stay in their home but can't do the work themselves now. We service all people, all areas. So really good that you brought that up, because we do have a lot of times seniors who call us and say they have like an 18-foot ceiling and they can't change the light bulb, and it's really dark in either the stairwell or right by their front entrance, so they can't see it. So we'll go in and we'll get them to put a list together for us so that it's not just the light bulb. I even have seniors who call me and want the handyman to come over because they just want companionship. And so the handyman will go over, and everything on the list, there's nothing wrong with it. We save them, this is what the handyman found, there's nothing to repair, and they just wanted to have a conversation. So we're not going to turn anybody away that needs our help. We just got to make sure that it makes sense for them to use our service. Like, we're not going to charge the senior for coming over and nothing is wrong in their home. Yeah. They just wanted somebody to talk to. And we've had that happen. So we're very open to doing business with people who need our help and need our services. It could be you or me, Ryan, somebody in our age demographics that just, they don't know how to do it, or they know how to do it, but just don't have the time. So we're not going to discriminate against anyone in any way. We just try to help where we can.
Nice. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of 403 Handyman, how do they go about doing that?
There's a couple ways. So we are on Facebook, and you can message us through our Facebook platform, our social media platform. We're also on Instagram. So Facebook is 403 Handyman. And then we have Instagram. So it's at 403 Handyman Airdrie for Instagram. Or you can just give us a phone call at 403-960-0587. That's our main office number. Or you can reach us by cell phone at 403-601-5455. Or send us an email at info@403handyman.com. So many ways of getting a hold of us.
Nice. Yeah, it's like I say, it's a great service. I've always really liked it. It's a great thing for realtors. So realtors that are listening, absolutely talk to Marcia Miller, because even as a closing gift, you know, given a couple hours of handyman service where, you know, there were some of these red line items that weren't taken care of in the home inspection, it's a great gift to give your client. And then they would have the contact. They would now have Marcia's contact, which is also a great gift to give your client for when things may go wrong, or even just winterizing or taking care of some of the items that may come up in the spring, like cleaning your gutters. And it's a great service. So other than being 403 Handyman, you are a busy, busy person. What all do you got going on?
Oh my gosh. Besides my personal life, Ryan, there's so many things. I am actually parenting my niece and nephew right now, which is quite amazing.
Oh, wow.
My four-year-old just turned five. I keep telling everyone that he's still four, but he'll correct me. He's five now. And my niece is eight. So they're living with us. And then I have a new grandbaby. So that's been pretty busy. Keeping us busy. Yeah. Pretty exciting. And then, of course, just everything community-wise, like church and family, and gosh, just trying to be as connected as I can and be present with the things that I'm involved in.
Nice. So being self-employed or, you know, an entrepreneur and doing that with family, I have a background in this. My family owns a Canuck Amusements and kind of grew up in that business a little bit. And I know that working with family can have its challenges.
Yes.
Yes. But you're doing it.
I keep telling the guys, I said, oh, this week I haven't resigned on you or quit on you. And it's become a running joke. But as much as it has its challenges, there's just something really fulfilling about working to see something come to life and building a really strong business. And I think we've been able to do that because even though everyone's opinion is sometimes so different, we bring out the best, I believe, in each other. And I think that really helps us and the dynamic of our group. So just because you don't have the same way of getting to a solution doesn't mean you're not going to get to the right solution. And I think that cohesiveness, we're either bouncing ideas off each other or saying, oh, I don't know if that's going to work. You know, you go through that, all those stages. I don't know if that's a good idea. Oh, no, that's a great idea. Oh, I don't know if we should do that. You know, you go through all those stages, but then at the end of the day, it's not just about us. It's about the clients that we're servicing and what's best for them. So getting to the best solution for them really keeps us on our toes. But building a business that's sustainable, that's reliable, that people can call us and get some solution for the issue that they're dealing with has been probably one of the greatest accomplishments we have had as a team. And I think that's what we want to keep building on, is knowing that when they walk away from us, they're leaving with a solution, not just, oh, we don't do that, but a solution and a reasonable solution or someone in our network that can help them get to a solution. So I think that's the greatest thing about our team.
That's the best part of any business, being able to offer a solution and knowing you, like your positivity is something that's probably like a huge asset when it comes to doing this. Cause I'll admit, I don't think it's for everybody working with family. I think it can be very, very strenuous on relationships.
Absolutely. After all of that though, being able to come out and say, we've given a client peace of mind, I think that's what keeps all of us going. You know, Kevin, Courtney, Maria, myself, like we try our best to make sure we're coming up with a solution for the client. So regardless of how we may, you know, step on each other's toes and, you know, that stress of like being able to separate family from the business itself, it's about the clients at the end of the day. And if we're not giving them our best, then we haven't done our job. So we have to put those things aside that's, you know, would disrupt the functioning of the business and just keep pushing ahead to make sure that when the client leaves us, they have what they need.
Perfect. So if you had any advice to, let's say, homeowners or even people that are renting that just want to take care of their pad, what would it be?
One of the biggest pieces of advice that I can give is don't be afraid to call a professional in to help. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know how to fix this. I need help. Because I think that's where we can get ourselves in trouble. You know, we go on YouTube and don't get me wrong, it's a great resource for a lot of things. But sometimes you can go on YouTube and they tell you one thing, but they don't show you the whole stage of getting to that solution. The videos are edited. So you're seeing just like the beginning and then the end result. And you're like, how the heck did they get there? Or there's some videos that will show you step by step. But when you go to do it yourself, it's like, what the heck? This is more complicated than this video is making it seem. So
they did that. So
don't be
easily.
Afraid to call. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Don't be afraid to call. That's the biggest thing. Don't be afraid to call and don't be afraid to say, you know what? I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm going to call somebody.
I would say the same thing. So for the listeners, it is time, if you haven't done it, it is time to winterize your home and it is time to give Marsha Miller at 403 Handyman a call to just have them come by and say, hey, here are some things that I want to do. Make a list and just stay on top of your home maintenance, because when it comes time to sell, it's nice to have everything all done up. And it's also great preventative care to make sure that you're not going to have a bigger problem down the road. So other than that, thank you very much, Marsha, for coming to the Epic Phelan podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. It's been a pleasure as always. I always enjoy our conversations for sure.
Oh, we have some epic conversations. And for the listeners out there, until next time, until we see our next guest, stay epic.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Phelan.
If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.